Hey friends, T-minus not too many days now. InVentures 2024, coming up May 29th to 31st, is almost upon us. As behind-the-scenes work continues to create an excellent, outstanding global event for all participants, I thought it'd be a good time to sit down with the person who's got their finger on the pulse of InVentures 2024. So sit back, settle in, and welcome to Shift. Today's guest is Marlene Arana from Alberta Innovates and our Director of InVentures. Marlene, thank you very much for taking the time.
Oh, how are you doing? Thanks, John. I really appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to chat with you. Now, you know, when I think about InVentures, I think about a lot of stuff. There's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of events, sessions, activities, networking opportunities, pitch sessions. Tell me a little bit about it from your perspective. What does InVentures mean?
InVentures is about creating impact for Alberta, creating B2B, B2C, and showcasing the resources and talent that Alberta has to offer on a global scale. Whether you are a startup, an entrepreneur, from a post-secondary institution, or let's say you're from international waters, and you're looking at information of, should I set up in Alberta? Should I work within Alberta? What can Alberta do to help and collaborate on a global scale?
Well, so InVentures really is a global event then. We're attracting a number of different people, a number of different attendees from across the world. Can you give us a sense of what that might look like when someone's coming in from outside of the country?
Absolutely. And so we call that initiative International Delegations. And right now we see a trend and demand on international delegations. And we have over 13 countries that are bringing small to medium delegations with startups or export ready companies. And they're wanting to understand the Alberta ecosystem, whether it be setting up roots and scaling up their company from, let's say, Australia or the European countries. They're actually looking at moving to Alberta or setting up roots in Alberta. So we need to share, what's our tax law? What does business look like? What's the culture here? What's the lifestyle? And what are their customers looking for, their potential new customers? So just really bridging the gap of what we have to offer and really providing a sort of concierge level of sharing knowledge with these international countries of, let's do business together, because Alberta is such a great place to live and to do business in.
Right. Now, when you so there's the international delegations that are coming in. When you think about who's coming in locally from across Alberta, from Grand Prairie to Edmonton to, Wood Buffalo region, what can they expect?
Well, that's a loaded question, because we have so many different individuals with different objectives coming to InVentures. So, for example, with our pilot project with the Future Innovators, where Alberta Innovates is investing in the future leaders of tomorrow. And what that looks like is exposing our youth to what is potential within the future and what is innovation. It could be entrepreneurialism. It could be in digital health or clean tech or clean energy. So that's one level of customer. Or let's say you have startups who just want to meet and network with other subject matter experts to understand, how can I make my business successful? Or let's say post-secondary institutions that are looking at getting industry to adopting their research analysis or outcomes. So you have multiple players from the ecosystem working together on a new technology or solution. And then you have the innovators, or, you know, the curious ones who just want to see what this experience is about, what this smash up of technology, SMEs, entertainment, food and beverage in Calgary, networking, and just having fun so we can all make an impact together.
Now, And I love that. And, you know, when I think about InVentures, I think about sense making and wayfinding as well. You know, for the startups, the scale ups, the students at the PSIs, the researchers and those innovators, there's so much going on in the ecosystem. And I always think of InVentures as kind of that lattice that brings it all together, that gives people an opportunity to meet, you know, to network, to meet the regional innovation networks, meet their post-secondary institutes, meet, you know, the federal organizations that are helping out as well. So it's really quite an event. Now, if you were to think about your pitch for people to come to InVentures, how would you put it? You're on an elevator with a potential one of those audiences you just mentioned, and you've got the 30-second pitch.
You're putting me on the spot, but here comes my entrepreneurial spirit. If you are a creator or you're curious and want to understand what is occurring today within innovation, no matter what industry or vertical, come to InVentures to listen to great panelists, keynote speakers, musicians, technologists, and companies, and be part of this movement, which is drawing up more innovation so we can create a bigger impact, which looks like creating more jobs in Alberta, which looks like supporting Alberta businesses or Canadian businesses in Alberta. And to wrap it up in a pretty bow, you'll have fun.
I love it. Talk to me just as before we end here, but the importance of working together, mm-hmm. to come together as kind of that rising tide for the province.
I think InVentures is another opportunity in which we can break down silos, whether it be from a municipal, provincial, even federal level, or let's say organizations who have their mandate and they're really important mandates. Let's work together and share our knowledge and resources so we don't have to duplicate the work. They say many hands make light work. Let's mature our entrepreneurial ecosystem together by removing politics, if there is politics out there, or egos or personalities. We need to keep our eye on the North Star, which is we are becoming such a tech hub in Alberta. How can we propel that movement even further? And the first step is let's work together.
You heard it here first, folks. So when you're at InVentures, May 29th to May 31st of this year, look for Marlene, pick her brain. I know you're a lovely speaker. You've got great ideas and you're a real community builder. So that's really awesome. So thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, John. It's been a pleasure.
We'll talk later. Shift can be found online at shift.albertainnovates.ca, or you can reach us via email at shift@albertainnovates.ca. We can also be found on your favorite streaming service, so dive in and enjoy. Until next time, I'm John.